Let's look into some of the proposals in indirect taxes. First, we are going to talk about proposals under customs. The provisions under customs law have been rationalized to go many a step forward in achieving the objective of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives, which in turn will promote domestic capacity creation, providing level playing field to the MSMEs, easing raw material supply side constraints, enhancing ease of doing business, and being an enabler to other policy initiatives such as PLIs and phased manufacturing plans. With regard to customs exemptions and tariff rationalization, following proposals have been announced. It is proposed to gradually phase out around 350 plus duty exemption entries, including exemption on certain agricultural produce, chemicals, fabrics, medical devices and drugs, and medicines for which sufficient domestic capacity exists. Customs tariff structure is being simplified by moving the occasional rates from existing notifications to the first schedule of Customs Tariff Act, particularly for the sectors like chemicals, textiles and metals to minimize disputes. Review of customs duty exemptions, concessional duty rates granted through certain standalone notifications and prescribing sunset date for such concessions or exemptions as per Section 25(4)A of Customs Act 1962. Let's deep dive into sector-specific proposals under customs. The first sector we are going to cover is electronic sector. India observed rapid growth in electronic sector. Customs duty rates are being modified to provide a categorized rate structure in order to facilitate domestic manufacturing of wearable devices, hearable devices and electronic smart meters under phased manufacturing program. Duty concessions are being proposed on the parts of transformer of mobile phone chargers and camera lenses of mobile camera module and certain other items. Above changes are expected to bring high growth in manufacturing of electronic products. Let's look into gems and jewelry sector. In order to uplift the gems and jewelry sector, customs duty on cutted and polished diamonds and gemstones being reduced to 5%. Simply rough diamonds would attract nil customs duty. To facilitate exports of jewelry through e-commerce, a simplified regulatory framework to be implemented by June 2022. Customs duty of at least INR 400 per kilogram to be paid on imitation jewelry to disincentivize import of undervalued imitation jewelry. When it comes to chemical sector, customs duty on certain critical chemicals like methanol, acetic acid and heavy feedstocks for petroleum refining being reduced. Duty is being raised on sodium cyanide for which adequate domestic capacity exists. These changes will help in enhancing domestic value addition. With respect to MSME sector, customs duty on umbrellas being raised from 10% to 20% and exemption on parts of umbrellas being withdrawn. Exemption being rationalized on implements and tools for agro sector which are manufactured in India. Customs duty exemptions given to steel scrap last year extended for another year to provide relief to MSME secondary steel producers. Certain anti-dumping and CVD on stainless steel and coated steel flat products, bars of alloy steel and high-speed steel are being revoked in public interest considering prevailing high prices of metal.